And now, right across Australia, it's time for the House of Wellness.
Sometimes I get a good feeling.
The House of Wellness. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Good morning and welcome to the House of Wellness. I'm Jo Stanley and with me is Gerald Quigley.
Good morning, lovely to see you, GQ. Thank you.
Got Zoe Bingley pulling along again today.
Morning, Zoe.
Good morning, all. How are you doing?
Oh, look, it's lovely to be here on this Sunday as ever, but I'll give you a little insight into my usual Sunday routine. I love Sundays because I always insist on at least 1 or 2 hours of me doing nothing.
How do you manage that?
It's uncompromising, Gerald.
You put a sign on your office door saying, come in at your peril.
Because don't you think, like, life is such a juggle and it's very stressful and you must at some point just draw a line and say, today, this is what I'm going to do for myself. Because the stress and the juggle of life is hard.
We're all so Zoe and I, particularly in the health game, you tend to throw all of you into helping others, and you in so many different ways as well, Jo, that often you forget and you almost feel guilty. So when you maybe sit in a chair in the sun and nod off for 15 minutes, you think, maybe I should set the alarm just in case I have 16 minutes instead of 15 minutes and then I'm not available for people.
But I think you've hit the nail on the head because we schedule everything else in our life. Why shouldn't we schedule some me time or de-stress time or just that opportunity just to kind of breathe air and, you know, refresh our minds?
Just
be. I love what you're doing.
It's about just being.
And simple things.
It's hard, I must say, because I fill my days with everything, as we all do. Mm. But I just say no in this moment. And, my family say, it's mum's doing her nothing time.
Yes, and I wouldn't want to annoy you, Jo. So.
And do you think one thing you could do is not actually answer the phone to a number that isn't familiar to you? So we've all got people in our directories, but I've now started, if a random thing, particularly at the moment, because you get all these political things asking how you feel. So I'd rather than me tell them how I actually feel, I just don't answer it.
Well, today we are looking at some solutions to de-stress with Dr. Zena Burgess, the CEO of the Australian Psychological Society. She's going to talk about the challenges that come with stress. And interestingly, there are different kinds of stress. So you've got the short-lived stress that some experience, and then for others it can be chronic stress, which stays with us for a long time until then that impacts on our daily lives. So she's going to talk about that and give us some advice on how we can manage our stress levels.
I'm really excited to actually hear about this because, I mean, as a nutritionist and someone who's personally gone through anxiety and stress, I think it's great that we can sort of unpackage this and let people understand that stress is cumulative, but there's things that you can do, but it's the nature of that we, you know, if we don't deal with our stress, the impact that it has, particularly from an inflammation point of view, and what signs we can look for.
We also hear today about a social enterprise organisation that is donating 100% of its profits from its hand and body care range towards the future of our youth. Andrew McDonough, organic chemist and co-founder of the social enterprise organisation called Unlabeled, is going to talk about how its proceeds will be spent on the prevention of youth suicide, which we all would agree is an extraordinarily important thing to be working on. Plus, Gerald, you are here for A to Z of Vitamins, and we're going to be talking about the common cold, all the symptoms that come with that.
A confusing time at the moment, and I think what we're finding is that people now are thinking, I actually can do things that I can take some sort of control of. I can reduce my risk. So we'll talk about that.
Looking forward to that. And of course, 131 873 is our number, so we would love to hear from you if you have any questions for your health. Gerald and Zoe are both here to help you. 131 873 is the number. We look forward to hearing your calls this morning. Next up is psychologist Dr. Zena Burgess to tell us how to identify the signs of stress and what we can do about it.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Doing good looks good on you, like when you remember to pack your reusable drink bottle or take your recycled bag to the supermarket. Take it a step further by switching to new natural Aussie skincare, Etch and Ethos. With 94% naturally derived ingredients like plant-based glycerin, the washes and lotions are packaged in bottles made with 50% recycled milk bottle plastic, helping to divert over 200,000 bottles from Aussie landfill each year. Etch and Ethos skincare are here for you and the planet. Discover the range for a great price every day at Chemist Warehouse.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. It takes a community to build immunity. Book your flu immunisation at chemistwarehouse.com.au/flu.
It's great to have you with us here on the House of Wellness today. Well, now, stress is often described as feeling overloaded, wound up, tense, worried, occurring when we have a situation that we feel we can't cope with. And I think a lot of us would relate to that. I don't think any of us get through life without feeling stressed in some way or another. But what can we do about it? Well, joining us on the line is Dr. Zena Burgess, CEO of the Australian Psychological Society. Good morning, Zena.
Good morning.
It's great to have you on the show to talk about this really common issue. So I understand there are different types of stresses. Can you tell us what acute stress is as opposed to chronic stress?
Absolutely. Well, acute stress is a stress where the symptoms develop quickly. It's related to a particular event. We've all had it doing an exam, giving a speech, a work deadline, and once the event passes, the stress disappears. In contrast, chronic stress is stress that continues for a long period of time and just doesn't go away. Things like financial issues, social isolation, relationship problems, they're the kinds of things that can lead to chronic stress.
It's really interesting, Dr. Burgess, because there's a little part of our brain called the amygdala, and it's like this little almond-shaped thing. And someone gave me a great example of what stress is. This amygdala can't really decipher between your toast burning and your house burning down. So with that in mind, we know that stress is cumulative, but how can we sort of dampen some of those senses so we know the difference between those big stresses and the little ones?
Well, I think it's looking at our past experience to some extent too, knowing that we've got through these sort of things before, and noticing also our physical responses to it. Chronic stress, you'll have much more severe symptoms. You'll have, chest pain. You'll have headaches. You'll have insomnia. Whereas acute stress, it's, shortness of breath or a bit of excitement or anxiety feelings, and then it passes. And the other part of stress, and people always talk about the negatives, but some stress is positive. It's stressful to get married. It's stressful to have a baby. It's stressful to go on vacation. But that's related to excitement. But it's also similar feelings of stress.
Zena, a fairly generic question, if I may. Bearing in mind that maybe 10 years ago, we didn't realise the enormous ramifications of stress. And in those days, up until then, you were just prescribed an anxiety medication and it was take this pill and everything will be okay. For those listening, perhaps with kids, how do you be a psychologist? What's involved?
How do you become trained as a psychologist?
Yes, absolutely. Yes. Yeah, what's the pathway?
Well, the pathway is a university degree and a master's degree and some years of supervised practice. Okay. It's more similar to training as a doctor than it is training as anything else.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay, that's good. Good.
And it's absolutely critical in our community. I think many of us, and I would include myself in this, would not be sitting here as healthy as we are today without the psychologist we might have seen in our lives.
Mm. Thank God for them. And I personally have seen quite a few psychologists over my life, and I'm so incredibly grateful for the insight. But I think what it did, it normalised the dialogue. It became my little armour of great people to support me through crappy times in my life. But the question I sort of want to ask is that I went to a conference recently. It was talking about the importance of stress. And I was like, what do you mean? And what they spoke about is they said that when you are going through a period of stress, it's almost like a neuroplasticity. It teaches your body not to replicate that behavior as well. But what are some of the signs and symptoms? Because like I said before, it's very hard to decipher between the good and the bad stress.
Well, I think having an awareness of your thinking and whether your thinking is ruminating thinking, going around and around the same thing, or whether you're actually thinking creatively. Some stress leads us to think of new ideas. Mm. Some stress leads us to try new things. So in terms of your thinking, in terms of your behaviours and your responses, there are times when people are stressed and they'll immediately go to binge eating or not eating at all, mm-hmm. or drinking many cups of coffee, which actually doesn't help. And looking at our behaviours and what we do. The other thing is when you're stressed, talking to a friend and talking about what it is and talking to yourself even as if you were a friend and looking at what advice you'd give yourself. That's all really helpful and helps you sort out whether it's good stress, bad stress, or whether it's something you are coping with well or might need to get some coaching and help with how to cope with.
In an ideal world, Zena, psychologists would be more available, particularly at school level, bearing in mind that so many kids now are living with ongoing mental health issues. How will that play out in the future? When they become adults in the future, what opportunities will they have by perhaps, or what opportunities will they miss out on by not being given the support psychologically that they perhaps need now?
Well, I'll talk about a few things here. Firstly, there is more help with psychologists working in schools and we're having some success lobbying for that, which is great. But it is about teaching kids early on the different kinds of stress and how to respond to it and building up their stress resilience, absolutely. It is something that is learnable and it is something we learn over time. And as all of you have talked about using a psychologist as an adult, we're hoping, of course, to build some of those skills into young people. And certainly more and more young people are seeing psychologists, and that is positive. And also a number of tools are online, particularly through APS and through Headspace, that do help young people. So it is some learned skills, some individual coaching, and some treatment for people who find it harder to adjust to stress.
So, Zena, my daily practice is meditation and mindfulness. That's one of the ways that I manage my own stress levels. Can you give us very quickly just some top tips as what we should be doing or can do to manage our stress?
Well, I think that's fantastic. Mindfulness is a wonderful set of techniques. I think being aware of your own thoughts and knowing that the thoughts don't control you, just that is a thought, it doesn't make it real. Looking at slowing down, one of the things that happens to people when they're stressed, they try and do more and more and go faster and faster, which is so counterintuitive. Just slowing down and the awareness of the environment around you, your thoughts, your feelings, being grounded, listening to the environment you're in and using relaxation techniques and yoga and practicing mindfulness, as you would well know, all the time, not just when you're stressed. Mm-hmm. So you become quite skilled in it. It's incredibly helpful.
Well, wonderful to have you on the show, Zena. Thank you so much for your advice there. And psychology.org.au is a fantastic resource. And I know that we can head there to find a psychologist as well if we need to. So thank you for all the work that you're doing there, Zena.
Thank you very much.
You have a great Sunday. And we will get to your calls next. 131 873 is our number. We look forward to taking those calls after this.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
What if there was a way you could save young lives while saving the planet? Introducing Unlabeled, a range of cruelty-free, vegan and ethically sourced skincare products made from 100% recycled post-consumer waste plastic. But here's the best part. 100% of all profits from the sale of Unlabeled products go towards preventing youth suicide. So try Unlabeled the next time you need to top up your hand wash. It's just $8.69 at Chemist Warehouse and includes essential oils like lemon myrtle, sandalwood and eucalyptus. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. It takes a community to build immunity. Book your flu immunisation at chemistwarehouse.com.au/flu.
Welcome back to the House of Wellness. I'm Jo Stanley. With me is Gerald Quigley and Zoe Bingley-Pullen. And we are here thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Let's get to some calls. Good morning, Mary in Melbourne.
Morning, Mary.
Good morning. I've been on anxiety, OCD, depression, on medication for a few years now. And I would say for a couple of years, yeah, I'm a bit embarrassed about this. Something's never really spoken about with anxiety symptoms. I scratch myself so badly that I make myself bleed.
Okay.
The sores are almost healed, and then I start
again. Oh, yeah, okay.
And I rang the doctor during the week. I felt he wasn't really listening. The consultation took about 4 minutes. He was just quick to say, double the dose.
Sorry, Mary.
What I did was that night I put on Band-Aids.
Okay.
And that seemed to still stop me.
Yes.
And I slept much better. Just a simple Band-Aid.
Well, what you're doing is protecting the site, so it's the irritation isn't felt. But mind you, you can build up an allergy to the adhesive on the Band-Aid, so it becomes a cycle again. Mary, what you're seeing, as we spoke about earlier, is the result, the manifestations of the stress, and everybody reacts differently. And in your case, it's an irritation of the skin. So from what we were speaking about with Dr. Zena before, one intervention you should consider is speaking to a psychologist, because you can train yourself to distract yourself. So when you feel not quite yourself and down in the dumps, you can actually go off and do some positive things and then perhaps reduce your reliance on those medications, because they come with their own parcel of potential issues as well. And if you speak from a skin care perspective, there are a number of lotions and cleansers that you can use to reduce the inflammation in your skin. That's the end result. But the underlying challenge is to address that stress in the first place and take your reliance away from the medications, which are important, but a psychologist, you know, all those things that Zena's mentioned would fit you perfectly.
Yeah. And it's interesting, isn't it? I mean, when we do look at stress, what does happen is the body actually inflames itself. It's basically, you can feel almost that internal aggression happening inside of us. So there are some things nutritionally that we can do. I mean, when we look at those sort of anti-inflammatory style foods, we're looking at turmeric or curcumin, we're looking at those big fish oils, but high doses of these products are amazing as well. And even, I mean, Gerald and I speak so much of magnesium. It's such a beautiful product. It's worked in so many different functions. But even just in the short time, there's a great meditation app called Insight Timer. It's free. It can just at least kind of start the process before you see the psychologist or psychiatrist or whomever that support network needs to be. But best of luck.
Yeah, Mary, I want to say you can't do it alone.
No.
It's okay to ask for help, and you've obviously reached out to your GP and he wasn't able to help you in the right way. Sometimes it takes a while to explore and find the right person for you, but please keep seeking that person, because you can't do it alone.
It's an enormously important message.
It's important to know also, obviously, cost plays a big factor in all
absolutely.
Of this. And when I went through this, it's important to know that Medicare provides you with 10 sessions. So you do a mental health plan. It subsidizes the cost of the psychologist or psychiatry appointment. So there is the built-in network there. We just need to kind of pull in the resources. You do need to see your GP to get that mental health plan, and then they can give you those sessions subsidized.
All the best with that, Mary. And I want to acknowledge your courage in actually speaking about it. Because as you say, Mary, it's not something that's often spoken about.
Well done, Mary. Yeah. You've drawn a line in the sand today, hopefully, and we can move on.
Muriel from Frankston, good morning.
Hi, Muriel.
Good morning. Good morning, Gerald. I have a granddaughter who's 18 and suffers with mouth ulcers. Cannot get rid of them. They're under a tongue. Come and go all the time, just can't get rid of it.
Yeah. Mm. And Muriel, in her case, and often in a family, it's sometimes the eldest who tends to be the stress head, tends to take everything on board. And that, in her case, is the manifestation of her stress. So there are mouth ulcer capsules, interestingly enough, which are quite specific for mouth ulcers. You can buy them from your pharmacy, and you take from memory 2 capsules once a day for 2 days. Brilliant, brilliant intervention. And it would be worth her, at 18, looking at a herb like ginseng, which we call an adaptogen. We've talked about it a couple of weeks ago, because that helps her cope with all the stresses that she faces as an 18-year-old. So there are the two things specifically which will make an enormous difference, and keep those mouth ulcer capsules on hand. So as soon as she feels one forming, bang, straight onto them.
I love all those adaptogenic herbs, withania, ginseng. They're just beautiful and helping work on the nervous system. Something also that she can do is she can take some zinc. I mean, there's a lot of correlation between healing, wound healing, and also looking at stress functions as well. So just getting some zinc. But you can also do what's called a zinc tally test. So you can see how your zinc levels are. It's simply you put a little bit of zinc, or you go to the chemist, buy liquid zinc, wash it through your mouth. It should taste disgusting, which means that your zinc levels are fine. But what also does, it actually helps to heal the ulcers topically as well as getting all the, you know, the beautiful nutrient benefits of zinc.
Wonderful. Thank you. And you're a beautiful grandmother, Muriel, for calling on behalf of your granddaughter there.
Well, grandmas are the best.
Yeah, they are. They really are. 131873 is our number. Do keep your calls coming. And next up, a social enterprise organisation launches a new hand and body care range that guarantees to make a difference.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. It takes a community to build immunity. Book your flu immunisation at chemistwarehouse.com.au/flu.
Welcome back to the House of Wellness. 131873 is our number. Good morning, Kay in Melbourne.
Morning, Kay.
Good morning.
How can we help?
Good morning. My query is I've recovered from shingles and I've now got the nerve pain, which I've been told could last for about 6 months. And there is capsicum cream available, but it's virtually out of stock. I did manage to get one tube, but, you know, it seems to be totally unavailable. And now they've given me some tablets, and I think the drug is apopregabalin, something like that.
Pregabalin.
And when I've I've gone through all the documents, they've told me.
Yeah, you won't go near it.
Yeah.
It's worse than the shingles, probably, Kay.
Well, I'm on a low dose, but I'm hesitate. I won't go up to the recommended dose, and I'm just wondering if there's some sort of treatment available, something to ease it.
Yep, cortisol. And in fact, these suggestions you can use in combination with that low-dose pregabalin. Keep an eye out for that capsaicin cream, which is designed to settle the nerve endings in your skin. That's the principle there. A few things. A magnesium supplement at night is going to help you sleep, and very safe and very gentle. The analgesic of choice, so the antioxidant of choice for nerve endings, is lipoic acid, L-I-P-O-I-C. It's in short supply at the moment, and as an option to that, there's another substance called PEA, which you might have to go to a health food store to get. But it again works brilliantly in association with the pregabalin to settle the overexcitability of the nerve endings, which you are experiencing as neuropathic or nerve pain. So let's shorten that time of 6 months back to a much shorter time so you can get your quality of life back. But rest, very important. Reducing stress, very important, and keeping hydrated as well, very important.
All the best with that, Kay. And I do believe that shingles is a very common concern, and so many people going through.
Do you know
what's
an underlying figure in that?
What's that?
Stress.
Oh, it's the theme of our show, isn't it? Yeah. Ulcers, shingles. I mean, it's
so when COVID first arrived, a lot of people, a lot of younger people, particularly people in their own businesses, found they were getting shingles because of the stress of all that was happening.
Wow. 131873 is our number. Keep your calls coming. But next, right now, I should say. For those of us who are parents or grandparents, one of our most important considerations, I think you would agree, would be the mental health of our young people. And that goes hand in hand with prevention of youth suicide. And working in this space is the social enterprise organisation Unlabeled, which has just launched a new hand and body care range with 100% of its profits going towards helping our young people. Unlabeled is the brainchild of award-winning skincare professionals Anthony McDonough and Chris Klebatsas. And Anthony joins us on the line now. Hi there, Anthony.
Good morning.
It's great to have you on the show. Can you tell us what is the focus of Unlabeled?
Yeah, thank you so much for having me. Unlabeled is really about helping kids accept who they are in terms of race, gender, body image and sexuality so that we can help reduce the bullying and mental health issues that can lead to youth suicide. One of the things you're probably not aware of is that every year, more than 70,000 young Australians attempt to take their own lives. Mm. And COVID-19 made things even worse.
Yeah, it's so interesting. You've sort of hit the nail on the head, because I was reading that this sort of started, or you were inspired by your 18-year-old daughter. And I've got an 8-year-old daughter and she recently cut her hair short, and some of the kids at school have sort of said, oh, you look like a boy. And I asked her the other day, I said, why did you cut your hair short? She said, Mummy, I just think it's fair that girls should be allowed to have their hair short as boys. I was kind of dumbfounded by this. I was like, what I would love is the tools to be able to then go, yes, and then do this and then do that. I love that you're trying to sort of incentivize this a little bit more. Can you tell us, you know, what are some of the things that we can actually do to kind of inspire our children to make it normal to have that dialogue to talk to us about bullying?
Yeah, so it's really making sure that kids feel comfortable to talk about what is happening in the schoolyard. You know, Chris and I are no strangers to bullying. Chris was bullied relentlessly at school, basically on a daily basis. We felt that it was quite often our fault, and kids that are bullied feel it's their fault and they don't want to talk about it. So the best thing you can do as a parent is to get your children to open up about what's going on in the schoolyard, so that they can talk about it and speak up. And if they are being bullied, as a parent, encourage them to seek help.
Yeah.
Anthony, we look at bottles and things and we're attracted by the label. Yours is called Unlabeled. Where did that name come from?
Well, it's actually really interesting. When we were talking to Grace, when we were coming up with the skincare idea, one of the things that we've learnt through her, and you guys were talking about it as well, there's so much pressure on kids these days just to fit in, and labels and stereotypes actually make it even worse. So we said we really want to celebrate the individual in everybody. We want to try and change how young people see themselves and the world around them. And Grace said to us, you know, Dad, we don't want to be labelled. We just want to be able to be ourselves. And so that's why we chose the name Unlabeled.
I love it because I think, you know, that generation have really got their hand, you know, that's normal for them to consider themselves not with the label. Whereas I think it's our generation that's still a bit slow to understand that we don't need to use labels. Would you agree?
Absolutely. And that's why even on our bottles, which are being bought by parents, obviously, we're trying to educate the parents that, you know, you don't have to put your kids in a box. So, you know, we have a classic saying, the only things that should go in a box are our products, because every child should be able to express who they are. You know, be the goth who likes colour, be, you know, the punk who likes Beethoven. Sit outside of the box, you know, be the young girl who cuts her hair short. That's absolutely okay.
Thank you. I love it. I love it. Thank you. Youth suicide is such a sad. I had a very good family friend unfortunately take his life last year, and it was tragic for all, you know, everybody around them. But I just love that 100% of your profits are going to preventing youth suicide. Tell me a little bit more about this.
Yeah, that's right. Every dollar we make at Unlabeled is going back to support our local community. Chris and I don't profess to be experts in all the reasons behind youth suicide, but we're passionate about supporting those who are. And so we've partnered up with 4 key organisations who really make a difference in saving young people's lives. Kids Helpline, Q Life, Headspace and Black Dog Institute are all organisations who are out there working every day to help the mental youth of our young people.
It's amazing. And obviously the products are beautiful as well. I understand that they're ethically sourced. You've got recycling in mind there as well. And you are an organic chemist. So you know what you're doing there.
Well, exactly. So basically, you know, we wanted to create products that are as good as a $50 product that you might buy at a boutique store at a price that's affordable for everybody. And so, you know, our formulations are natural. They include Tasmanian sea kelp, which is a marine collagen. They're also free from nasty ingredients because that's what people care about. And that makes them great for even sensitive skin. And as you mentioned, we're vegan, cruelty-free, and really proudly proud to say we're Australian-made.
Oh, we just love it. Anthony, thank you so much. Congratulations to you and Chris on Unlabeled. Yes. And it's lovely to have you on the show.
Thanks so much for having us.
Well, next up, we're going to be talking fighting the common cold. That's on the House of Wellness.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
What if there was a way you could save young lives while saving the planet? Introducing Unlabeled, a range of cruelty-free, vegan and ethically sourced skincare products made from 100% recycled post-consumer waste plastic. But here's the best part. 100% of all profits from the sale of Unlabeled products go towards preventing youth suicide. website. So try Unlabeled the next time you need to top up your hand wash. It's just $8.69 at Chemist Warehouse and includes essential oils like lemon myrtle, sandalwood and eucalyptus. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. It takes a community to build immunity. Book your flu immunisation at chemistwarehouse.com.au/flu.
It's time for A to Z of Vitamins, Gerald. We're talking colds, common colds, and all of those symptoms that come with it. Sore throat, headache, runny nose, all of that.
Our theme today has been stress. Another thing that stress does is it belts your immunity system. So our inbuilt resistance to infection starts to wane, and therefore we have sore throats and runny noses and headaches and coughs. And there's a lot at the moment, a lot of people who are getting these symptoms because of the change of weather across the country and all the wet and changes north of Australia, but so all the rapid antigen tests are negative. So they're finding the symptoms, but there's no really viral infection. Mm. So it's a matter of finding a combination that's going to help you improve your immune function. Things like vitamin C and zinc. There's a herb called andrographis, which just is another immune-supporting herb. Vitamin D. All these things help drive internal resistance. However, there's some fundamental things you've got to do. You've got adequate sleep.
Yes.
Give yourself a chance to have a bit of a rest. Eat sensibly. Mm. And that package of things will get you through winter.
Takes you back to my uncompromising hour you just say no. This is my nothing time.
That's it. Put the barriers up and say don't come close.
I'm going to have a sign that says Joe's hour. Don't mess with me or her.
That's right. Well, the A to Z of Vitamins is brought to you by Bioceuticals Armour Force, a complex formulation to relieve symptoms of cold and flu. Found exclusively behind the counter. Speak to your pharmacist for specially formulated relief. We have time for one more quick call. Hi there, Stephen.
Hello,
from Greystones.
Yeah, good morning. I would like to know if there is any beneficial nutrients in avocados.
I'm going to leave. let me summarise avocado in three words for you, Stephen. Good fats. Yes. In fact, four words. Good fats, smashed breakfast. Breakfast
sounds good.
And bacon.
Zoe, why do we love avocados, Zoe?
So to give you an example, about 200 grams of avocado will give you almost up to 50% of your daily intake of different B vitamins, between 30 and 50. So it's not just the monounsaturated fats that is incredibly good for you. It's packed full of fiber, but it's got vitamin E, vitamin A, but it's these B vitamins. People don't think of it as an energy food. It is an incredible food. Delicious.
Delicious. And for me, I find if I'm a bit peckish of an afternoon, if I have half an avocado, I'm not reaching for sugar. I'm not reaching for snacks.
Nope. Yeah, it's also what's unique about it also, it helps to carry all these water-soluble vitamins. So it's this power-pack food that if you eat in combination can give you such an enrichment to your overall health.
Just imagine how much health would improve if everybody had half an avocado every day.
I think I'd be out of a job. To be honest.
Well, thank you so much to all of our callers this morning. Houseofwellness.com.au is the website. Head along. There's an Ask tab there. If you have any questions, get on to that particular website. Gerald's there waiting to answer those questions for you. And we'll have more House of Wellness after this.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Alzheimer's disease can affect your memory, thinking and behaviour. Souvenade is a medical nutrition drink that supports memory function for people in the early stages of Alzheimer's disease when taken daily for at least 6 months. Backed by 20 years of research, Souvenade contains a unique combination of nutrients formulated to support the growth of brain connections. Right now at Chemist Warehouse, Souvenade liquid 125ml range is $17.99. Souvenade is a food for special medical purposes for the dietary management of early Alzheimer's disease and must be used under medical supervision. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. It takes a community to build immunity. Book your flu immunisation at chemistwarehouse.com.au/flu.
Gerald and Zoe, I have really enjoyed this show today, talking about stress and what we can do to help ourselves, because the fact is stress is unavoidable, right?
Zoe, I just mentioned to Joe during the break, if we've made a difference to one person this morning, we've done well?
Well, I would love you to head along to House of Wellness TV today, Channel 7 Midday, where we continue the conversation around chronic stress, its impact on health. We look at mindfulness. We're looking at a fantastic program in a South Australian school where they're taking mindfulness into the classroom and the difference that it's made. But such an important conversation. And already today, actually, we didn't get to Ross, who rang earlier, Gerald, who was talking about he can't sleep.
It's another just another manifestation of stress, and you can't sleep. You don't cope with stress as well. That means your sleep's interrupted again, and it just becomes a cascade. Ross, drop me an email today, and I'll respond.
It's interesting when it comes to sleep because when we look at melatonin, which is the neurochemical that actually regulates our sleep, and what happens over time is that we lose the practice of it. So it's really important. Like, speak to Gerald, speak to your GP, and what you can do is they'll do a whole sort of strategy when it comes to melatonin. You take it, a compound pharmacist will give it to you. You take it over a course of 3 weeks and it re-regulates. And that's a big component because if you're not sleeping, you know, you're just not basically giving the body what it needs. And it's this vicious cycle. So I always believe that's a great place to start.
Yeah, I think it's a really good place to start. Also to understand that you will sleep. Mm. So sometimes we get anxious about the anxiety around sleep. Sure. And that's the acceptance. Cycle too.
It's a 90-minute cycle. Sleep is a 90-minute cycle. So you come in and out of 90 minutes. But we get paranoid about how many hours do I sleep. Oh.
And I know all of us would agree when we say, you know, mindfulness and meditation, sometimes people feel like it's too hard for me. I can't, I'm not the right kind of person for that. I would encourage you just to explore it. Yeah. And you mentioned an app earlier.
Yeah, Insight Time is a fantastic app. It's one of the biggest in the world right now. Some friends of mine run it. And I just think it's critical to build those little support networks around you.
I'm a big fan of Smiling Mind.
Smiling Mind is an Australian one.
And Headspace, which is an app that will help you as well if you want. So thank you so much, Gerald and Zoe. We'll see you next week. Thanks to our friends at Chemist Warehouse. Have a great day.